required to keep the Sabbath, to enter into his rest, to cease from our own works, and to do the works of God. As they said, the priests profane the Sabbath every week and are blameless. Why? They're doing work, but it's the work of God. It's the work of the temple. That service is okay on the Sabbath. So every day you do the work of a servant of God, which is what we are all called to be. You are honoring the Sabbath, because priests always work on the Sabbath. And Christ has called us to be kings and priests, and not to be just, you know, weekend warriors and all that. There's nothing wrong with honoring one day, okay? I don't object to people worshiping on a particular day. What I object to is when then they get all high and mighty about it and start to try to tell me that I'm doing something wrong when I use the liberty that God has given me to not honor any day. I honor every day alike. As Paul said, one man honors one day above another, one man honoreth every day alike. And if you don't understand that that is talking about things like the Sabbath, then you're really far behind on understanding. Keeping the commandments of God is not about the Old Testament. It is about the keeping the Spirit. The commandments of the Old, as is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, we have become able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit giveth life. And the Old Covenant is called the ministration of death. The ministration of death written and engraven in stones. What was it written and engraven in stones? The Ten Commandments. Now that was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How shall not... That's the thing, is that the Old Covenant and the laws pertaining to it have been done away. They've passed away. Christ says, not one jot or tittle of the law shall pass till all be fulfilled. That means, if Christ did not fulfill all the law, and in his sacrifice on the cross, cause it to pass away, if he did not, then every single tiny aspect of the law is still enforced to this day. You can't eliminate part of the law. You can't say, oh, well, we can eat pork. We don't have to wear phylacteries. We don't have to put little fringes and tassels on our garments. It's okay to shave. We aren't forbidden from rounding the corners of our beard, but we must keep the Ten Commandments. No, you're not allowed to do that. Jesus said, not one jot or tittle. And what those exactly are, referred possibly to the very smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet, and the tittle might refer to the smallest sort of punctuation mark, not exactly punctuation, but maybe vowel pointing or whatever. It's not important. What it means is the very least aspect. What he was saying is, you know, if not one jot or tittle shall pass away, then neither shall any commandment, any, no matter how small. All those commandments are still in force. Not one can be removed until all be fulfilled. So, you must either obey all those or consent that they have been fulfilled and that they have passed away. It doesn't mean we are relinquished from righteousness. The whole point of Christ was to come and bring us righteousness, but not the righteousness which is of the law, the righteousness which comes by faith. Because, you know, I received freedom from drugs and alcohol was by faith, because he put it into me and changed me. And that is how we ultimately, he writes his laws in our hearts, not just so we memorize a bunch of commandments, but so that we actually have obedience written into the programming, which is our person. So I don't know, I thought I would delve into that a little bit, because I remember people using that verse, that last verse, who keep the commandments of God? Oh, the Ten Commandments. No, I don't agree at all. The Ten Commandments have passed away. They don't apply to me. The law is not made for a righteous man, but for ungodly and sinners, men stealers, bad people. Christ has come to make us free from the law. We don't need the law to be righteous. We need Christ to be righteous. You can't be righteous through the law. It's impossible. Well, that's what you're supposed to have learned in the New Testament. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there teaching other doctrines. And so people get confused. So let us keep the commandments, not according to the old law, but according to the Spirit which God has given us. Let us seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and we will obtain everything that we could, more than we could ever obtain through a bunch of laws and commandments, which only are fit to kill us and destroy us, because that's all they can do. They're powerless to save us.